for the celebrity snitch. Huggy Lowdown! Huggy!
What's the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher?
Yeah, everything's kosher.
Tom Joyner.
Huggy Lowdown.
The man who put the band in bandwagon. Silver Wilkes. The woman who loves her Chicago bed.
Yes, sir.
You're good for you, Sean Berg. And Chris Paul.
What's up, homie?
The Washington Redskin aficionado slash Mr. Morning Minute slash co-headline at Richmond's Funny Bone this Thursday through Sunday.
He got it in.
Get it in.
What's up, 50 Shades of Brown?
50 Shades of Brown.
Speaking of Brown, I know Jay's officially vacationing. Yeah. Wink, wink. But is it a coincidence that the week Jay decided to go on vacation, I hear a story about a guy who was arrested in Denver? Now, we all know Jay loves him some white women, yeah, and Denver is the mecca of white women. It's the haven for Caucasian persuasions and interracial dating. Oh, yeah. I heard a lot of celebrities have vacation homes and timeshares there. Cuba Gooding. Tiger Woods. Uh-huh. Wanda Sykes.
Wow.
Did I say something wrong?
No.
Tiki Barber? Still, it's real. Anyway, the guy was arrested for watching porn on a plane. Did y'all hear this story?
Yeah.
What?
He was watching porn on a plane and fondling himself. I can't even say the word. Yep, he was on a flight to Denver, opened up his laptop, and proceeded to watch him some porn on a plane. And that's when he pulled it out and started going ham in front of every damn body. Oh, he was going, Tom Silver Chris, that must have been one good-ass movie. No pun intended.
Oh my God.
That if you watching porn on a plane, you forget you're not the only one in the room. You start to Fred Joe Willard. Tom, have you spoken with Jay to make sure it wasn't him?
No, I haven't.
I mean, Jay know better than that. You can't do that kind of shiggity and coach. That's only allowed in first class. You can't be sitting in the emergency row giving yourself a little Hall & Oates. One, I wanna. That's what they're gonna be calling it from now on, little Hall & Oates. 101. So, Tom, I hope Jay's all right. And then I heard the story about Jay's been a spiritual advisor to. You know the guy Jay's been a spiritual advisor to, Chad Johnson. Did y'all hear about Mr. Now What?
Now What?
He said he wasn't signing no divorce papers. What the forehead? Is he crazy? He's going on my list. And let us not forget the lives lost on September 11th.
Amen.